Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, your wee mate Shane Todd. Before we go anywhere, a couple of things to run by you. The first is, there are still some of those added tickets left for our SSE Arena live Tea With Me. This is going to be absolutely huge. We can't, you've heard me bang on about it before, we can't add any more tickets at this point. We went way beyond the setup that we originally had. And there's very, very, very few tickets left. And I mean that because we're going to pull down the hatches soon, close it up. We're going to put a lock on it. That's on the 23rd of September. We've got guests. We've got things planned. So come to that. The link will be in the description. Also, patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. Listen, this is, you know, you come around, you have a cup of tea. This is like a private tea room almost with that extra tea, you know, with that special tea that, what's a Punjana one called in the tin that I like? Signature blend. Yeah. This is the signature blend where we have the live stream episode on Friday. We've got the bonus podcast every Monday, aka the special brew. There's early access to tickets. There's old specials. You can watch hundreds of hours worth of content.
Mysteries
is on there. My history podcast with Kieran Bartlett. Way ahead of its public release.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Charity specials on that. We may or may not have something big coming up in December that we'll offer you early tickets for that you will categorically not want to miss. Tickets will go out in Patreon for that first. If there's any left after that, which I doubt, they'll go public. Patreon.com/TeamMePodcast. We're sponsored by our friends over at NordVPN. What's a VPN, Shane? Good question. Thankfully, Dan's written it down for me. It's a virtual private network. That's a service that protects your internet connection and privacy online. It provides you with a secure, encrypted tunnel for online traffic to flow. And nobody can see into this tunnel. It's not one of those, you know, aquariums in an Asian mall. You know, just going through the middle of it like a tunnel of fish that people can see into. You hide your IP address. If you're thinking of going on holiday this summer, NordVPN keeps your online data safe while you're connecting to the internet via public Wi-Fi or the hotel's Wi-Fi. And you know that they're watching what you're watching when you're on hotel Wi-Fi. And I know what you're watching and you know what you're watching. And you shouldn't be watching. NordVPN also allows you to watch content from home while abroad. So you continue watching Blue Lights or keep up with Barrel's Wild Days Out while sitting by the pool. Take your cybersecurity to the next level, NordVPN threat protection feature. You don't even need to connect to a VPN for it to work. Don't worry about download malware, dealing with trackers, and intrusive ads. The only trackers you need to be worrying about is a chocolate bar. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/teawithme to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan. Every purchase, 2-year plan, to receive a bonus month on top. I am on tour here, there, and bloody everywhere. Go to ShaneTalkComedy.com. Look at any of my socials. Go into the link. You'll find the tickets. Dublin. When I say there's 103 tickets left for Dublin, I am not lying. The Olympia in September. Dundalk, Spirit Store. 2 shows sold out. We're rolling into Cardiff, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Bloomsbury Theatre in London. We're doing about 1 million nights in the Grand Opera House in Belfast. It's coming. ShaneTalkComedy.com. This episode today features 2 favourite guests from a lot of pod listeners. Sean McComb, aka Bang Bang Gravy Chip, aka The Public Nuisance. Hasn't been on in a while. He's been doing a lot of fighting, boxing and all those things that he does. But we've got him back. We've caught him, we've brought him in. We're teaming him up with Deona Doherty, who's been on the world's shortest maternity leave. You know, Deona's just getting straight back to those gigs. So we're talking about a whole range of things with these two. And it's one of those things, you know, Deona and Sean McComb didn't really even know each other before this, that I don't even think they properly met. And it's like, I talk about it, it's like parents salmon with beans. You go, what would that be like? Perfect. Enjoy this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with my guest, Deona Doherty and Sean McComb. How long... Are you organising your
puppet? Michael Parkinson's dead.
Well, what a terrible way to start the podcast.
Have we started?
Shit.
Fuck's sake. I feel like someone give me like a free Parker pen in memoriam and I'll just set it up there. So Parky's dead?
He's dead. Do you want me to do a bit of giggling?
No.
Well, I suppose he's dead, isn't he?
Oh.
I want to know dates. Well, I don't know now.
This is like, I did the Glasgowbury Festival. This is like 12 years ago or something. It was in Draperstown, this wee like version of Glastonbury. Were you?
Yeah, because Sean did it too. I drove, I got a parking fine anyway.
I had at the start of myself, first comedian on the day, and Amy Winehouse had just died. Like, the second before I went on stage, when Amy Winehouse died, I said to the audience, I went, Amy Winehouse just died. No one listened to me for 20 minutes. They were all like Googling it, crying, singing fucking Back to Black. Like, everyone was just devastated. Was it Amy Winehouse? It
must have been. 12 years ago, probably.
Well, they wouldn't have been singing Back to Black if it wasn't.
I'm singing it for Michael Parkinson, man. Parky's dead.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's old.
Yeah.
He died of being old.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near.
Shut out of his family or what? Stop crying, he's old.
He's so old, stop being that.
Is that?
Yeah.
Here, has any celebrity death ever like hit your heart?
What do you call, Jay Goody.
Right.
Jay Goody was class.
Yeah.
Jay Goody was really funny. Jay Goody represented just silliness, and I thought she was really funny and really brilliant. So when she died, I was like, that's sad. And she had wee kids and all.
Just wasn't expecting. It's not one of the go-to ones. Not like Princess Diana, people mentioned.
I never heard of Princess Diana until the day she died.
What?
No, hold on. What age was I? About 8?
No, older.
No.
I was watching Eurosport when she died. That's all. I know it's irrelevant, but...
I know what house I lived in, so I couldn't have been older than 8.
Right.
So you would have been 8 or 7 or 8. What were we watching then for?
Huh? Eurosport?
I thought you said Eurotrash.
Eurotrash.
Do you remember Eurotrash?
Yeah, so disrespectful.
I was watching the days. I know what'll sort me out.
I was watching
German tits.
I was watching Eurosport with my dad.
Oh,
but that would be wrong if I was watching Eurotrash with my dad when Princess Diana died. My dad was like, here, don't put, leave that on, leave that on. Eurotrash was brilliant.
Big Ariel. I leave that over a big rack of sellotape on the wall. That's better than I sell.
Do you sellotape your aerial to the wall?
Anything
touches your aerial, it makes it fuzzy, so that doesn't work.
Fuck all that. I've heard the buzz fuzzy, just sell on the TV.
Eurotrash was brilliant. Channel 5 was brilliant back in the day.
Channel 5 had a dirty movie on a Friday night.
I know.
Oh.
I know. It was unreal, and the freeviews were brilliant, because when we had cable tells, Channel 60 and 61.
When you'd cable?
Cable-tail?
We didn't have
anything. Cable-tail?
For the wee red right now, cable-tail, yeah, like loads of channels on.
Yes, because we box you put on the side with a yellow light on it.
Did anyone, by the way, just when we're talking about dirty movies here, did you ever watch, like, when we were a kid, a dirty scene come on a movie, did your dad turn over, did he leave it
yes.
on?
Yes, well, during Titanic, when Kate Winslet got her tits out, my dad was pressing
it. I'll tell you something weird. My dad used to mute it. But you can still see it.
Still see it.
Mm. Why, what did your dad do?
He want to talk me through it. What did you do? I was looking at it. It was sexual education. So this is the part now. Can you slip a fell under your drink? Nah, I would have turned it over and then I would have been more awkward.
Yeah.
But if you're...
Yeah, for...
Shh. If your dad's pressing mute, were you really confused about sex noises the first time that you read? Were you like, what noises did people
make? No, genuine, being serious, my dad used to cover my eyes. That's true. And then one time I looked through and he was...
his wank. Well, that's on you. That's so good. But we went to the cinema and watched Titanic. So when Kate Winslet got naked, my dad went outside and had a smoke.
That's what you think he was having. Your dad knocked him on out behind the Omni place.
At least he didn't play the popcorn trick.
Yeah, with a 7-year-old daughter. That's funny.
Eurotrash isn't going anymore. Eurotrash was brilliant because it was mental. Like, it was a weird show. It wasn't just like
Yeah, people were more easily pleased back then too with stuff like that. Like all you needed was like, do you know, like a set of tits and fill some there's a set of tits on the TV. Whereas now they like tits wrapped up in fucking leather with somebody being battered and you would all be in it.
The full works now. It's working. You just have the full works. You don't even need like internet's everywhere, so you can just go online.
But that's what I mean. That means that now you're not just like porn or like people wouldn't watch just like two people just like. Having a ride, it needs to be like,
yeah, they think that was weird.
It's all a bit more adventurous now with some random niche. Well,
I do material, but at the minute, of like, it's so easy now for like kids to watch, like young people to watch porn that it's instant. Whereas when we were younger, the quest to get it and what you had to do to go and get it took up, it was an adventure.
And when you did
get
it,
so
it distracted you from the outside world.
That's why I had the clip. Like 3 seconds, because you're so excited. Yeah, and you get it like
the first time I saw porn was
also that is a terrible sound effect.
Yeah. Was at my mate's house, my mate Marty's house, and there was loads of people there, and my asthma was quite severe at the time, and genuinely, he was like, it was buffering on like LimeWire or something as he was playing it, and I swear to God, in the in between. Because it was like, everyone's like, oh, it's amazing. Everyone's talking about it like it's class. I took a quick blast of my inhaler, but it was at the moment of silence when everyone was quiet. So everyone's like, oh, lads, we're mental now. Here, just... me just...
Hold on, there's a group of you watching a dirty movie together?
Yeah, but it wasn't like, no, it was like a clip, and it wasn't like... Well, we're not watching the whole thing. He was just basically like, look at this, lads. And I was like, whoa, mental. It wasn't like, no one was doing any, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
That's like, I think that... You know, people were like, oh, soggy biscuit and stuff like that. Seeing people say about that, that's
soggy
weird.
Biscuit?
Yeah.
Does everyone
there used
know
to be
that
this
is?
Thing people said, Sean, do you...
There was an R one as well, a blue waffle as well.
Oh, I know that.
No, but soggy. But soggy biscuit was...
Was it older? Like
really no. It
why
wasn't
does nobody want to say?
It wasn't a video. It was like, it's like an urban myth, I think. Of Dan, you would have played it. What was it?
It's a game.
Dan, what is it, Dan?
I don't know. I'm waiting to find out from you.
Tony, you know what it is.
Michael, just say what it is. Stop being weird.
Sits in a circle, biscuit in the middle. You all start enjoying yourself until getting the last one then.
The last one to ejaculate, Tony, is that what you're saying? Would have to eat the biscuit. So that's what I'm saying. There were lads who watched porn together and they would say weird things like, oh, but I don't think that was ever true.
So are people jizzing onto the biscuit?
Yeah.
It's a grip jizz on the biscuit and someone's going to eat that biscuit.
But I'm saying I think it's a myth.
It
I don't
is an
think they
myth.
Did it.
There's that's nobody else. Do you know what? That probably is a fucking Pornhub category. Yeah. People are probably into that. People are
the
weird.
Best one was the Jammy Dodger because you could never really tell. That was the best one. I think. I don't know anyone who played it. I don't know how we got on. Oh, Michael Parkinson's dead. Legend.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Is there anybody who died that you get?
After all that? Oh, rest in peace, Michael. You remember Peter Kay went on his show and brought like a party, basically? Brought like big thing of fizzy drink and sandwiches and biscuits and all that.
He's carnage when he goes on
interviews. I'd party. Sean, have you ever done like a chat show or anything like that? Like a... No?
Nah.
Suppose they're not really going anymore. I used to love chat shows back in the day, like Friday Night or something, like Kelly, John Daly Show, Paddy Keaty's one.
John Daly Show.
They were brilliant.
Yeah. What was Paddy Keaty's chat show?
PK Tonight, wasn't it?
Was it?
Or was that more of a game show? No, he definitely had a quiz show. Definitely had like a chat show.
I think more people up here will start watching The Late Late Show now that he's going to take over. Mm-hmm. Everyone up here will be wanting to watch
We're
that.
Lacking. Like a good chat show and like up here in the north, definitely.
I think sometimes it's getting the guests. Because like Nolan will do it sometimes, but they're like the most... I used to do stand-up. It'll be the most... Like, there'll be a three-hour debate on abortion. And then he'd be like, here's one of the cheeky girls for a sit-down conversation about her life.
It's random as fuck.
I used to do one for it and it would genuinely be like, here we've got...
You have to end on some fluff.
Yeah. And like... There'd be like one week it would be like Mother Teresa's daughter and the next week it was Timmy Mallet. You know what I mean? It was never like, made sense.
Yeah.
Even the musical guest was weird. That's what it is.
Who do you think could host a chat show here?
Fuck, I don't know.
Would you want to do a change?
Me? No. I don't. It would need to be like the way I would want to do it.
Huh? Yeah.
I can't be Nolan. Like, it just can't happen.
Not now, anyway.
Not now, anyway. Mm.
I don't know. It would need to be like fun. It would need to be the way I would want to do it. It wouldn't be like a. It wouldn't be.
She forgot her pump.
He needs to go for a smoke. It would, how often do you need a pump?
Okay.
Put on my breast milk, sorry.
I need red every 3 hours.
I do need to go for a smoke.
Well, I normally feed the child, but if I'm away and he's due a feed, I have to pump at the same time.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? In order for just everything to stay regulated. And he got fed about an hour ago. So I should have pumped an hour ago.
Right.
So I've just gone up a couple of size whilst we've been sitting here.
And then Sean gives the baby the ball.
Yeah. Hey, and then he gives me the pump.
Every 3 hours.
Yeah. So every 3 hours. If I was away the whole day working, every 3 hours, I'd pump. Because that's how often the baby feeds.
The best thing.
I have a 9-week-old baby, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not feeding some random.
I am. When you get out of all that, like the bottles and all that kind of thing, there's nothing better.
I know.
Never see the wee part I love. Like, when they can't really hold a bottle and they go into a bottle.
Yes.
And just leave it in there and just go.
Yeah.
And you actually get a break. You get a break.
Right? Lazy.
Yeah, it's called laziness. You just set like a pillow or something like here to put a wee bit of an incline on the bottle and just. And you're sitting watching Sky Sports and you're like,
You're trash.
Your hand across the eyes.
9 weeks old.
9 week old, Rocky. I know.
Yeah, her son's called Rocky.
Rocky.
And you're a boxer, mate?
Fuck me.
Whoa.
My other one's called Winter and it'll be Winter soon. Do you know the amount of shit that was online after, not probably like three people, but like after Winter was born, it was like, she wasn't even born in the winter, what are you doing? I was like, so what? And there was a girl called Kerry who had made a, like a, was all like, this is so stupid and all people do this. My brother commented, well, going, you're from like Portadown, you're not from Kerry.
Right.
And your name's Kerry, so fuck off.
People overthink the names.
People are rare. They do overthink, and they have an opinion on the names. You got Wayne's.
One.
What is it?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh boy.
He's called Muhammad Ali.
You're right, Adam.
What do you call your boy?
Carbra.
Carbra? Like Carbra Castle?
That's where he was born.
It's not spelt like that, but it was the king of Castle. It's possibly.
And how old is he?
Two.
Okay, I've got a two. He's got a two.
Mm-hmm.
Two's everywhere.
You've got a one.
Three and a one.
Three and a one.
Just had a birthday party. Class thing is first birthday party. Don't need to do much. They don't remember it.
No, but
did you make a fuss about your first one's first birthday and then it was your second one's first birthday and you're like, you're a better
first one went on the world tour. Dubai, we bought him a fucking white tiger, we got everything. Second one, just got him a fruit shoot.
Yes, mate.
Your son's two, does he, with your last fight there, like, would he know that's happening?
I don't know.
Was he there?
He was there, like, yeah, he was there, and he was in the ring and all, and he was...
Well, then I'm sure he knows.
He knows what's happening, of course, but I don't know if he'll ever, like, remember it.
Yeah.
Like, if it was no photos or videos, he would never remember it. Because I can't remember
when I was
two.
He was throwing digs, but I don't know if he knows.
He was on the undercard.
Oh, fuck, he may as well have been, because he was there in the ring, and he was... I suppose when I was... If I look back to when I was 2.5, I can't remember fuck all. Like,
I can't remember jack shit.
I remember them sink baths.
Do you?
I'm convinced I remember being bathed in the sink, but I could have been like 13. I don't
fry
know.
Liquid. Yeah.
What did you say?
With fry liquid.
Yeah.
My earliest memory
skin
was
burnt to death.
In Dublin 2, I fell. That's it. I just fell when I was in Dublin 2. Banged my head really badly.
Do you know what I find weird too? Like, so I have a 2-year-old, and last night, but they don't know you have a world outside of them. Like, whenever, so I put her to bed last night, and like 45 minutes later, she said in this volume, because she thinks I sit outside her door all night until she wakes in the morning, because she goes, we sit outside my door, and I be all, no bother, I'm off to do that now.
Yeah.
See you soon. Uh-huh. She thinks I sit outside like this for 12 hours, and about 45 minutes after I put her to bed, she went, Mummy. Like, in this volume from her room, assuming that no matter where I am in the world, I'm going to hear her. She was all, Mummy. Mummy, can you take my blanket off? That's all. But I did hear because I had the monitor. So, like, by that, like, I come up and then she's like, she's assuming I'm just sitting right outside her door. And no matter where I could be at a gig in somewhere and she's all, Mummy.
Wee bit of entitlement there as well. If you can say, can you take my blanket off? Take your blanket off.
Oh, 100%. She's just being a wee dick. She just wants you to come in. She can do it. Because even, like, obviously, I breastfed my daughter till she was, like, 19 months. And she would have come over and been like, Mummy, can I get some bib?
And I've been like, ordering it.
You saying it. I should go, probably not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fact that you can talk to me about it means I probably should stop feeding you.
Yeah. How was the field class?
Oh, it was brilliant. Class. Great atmosphere. Great fights. It was actually great fights. Now, I've been involved in all the fields right up. And this year, definitely had the best fights. Definitely. The best atmosphere.
I was going to go, but your husband stopped me.
Why?
I was kicking the cooks down with Sean.
Oh.
We tried to make it, but we couldn't make it work. And it was wild. It was good, but it was wild.
In Cookstown?
Yeah.
That gig is wild.
Sean said to me, I was booked to do like half an hour to close it. And he came up to me at the end and was like, listen, just for a minute on stage. He goes, the bar want to close by 10:15. It was 1 minute past 10. He goes, I'm really sorry, mate. I went,
don't be sorry.
You only want me to do 14 minutes? He goes, yeah. I said, you're going to just pay me the usual fee? He goes, yeah. I went, all right, well. So I was like, in and out in 14 minutes. It was brilliant.
And you still got the whole 50 quid?
Covered the diesel.
But it was unreal.
It's a nuts. Like it's the first half of the night is like normal gig. The headliner always goes out to Carnage. Paddy's done it. Mickey's done it.
No, it was good. I actually really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's
it was
good.
Really good. But I did want to go to the boxing.
Who was fighting? Quiet. I don't know any of the crack.
Sean and Paddy McCrory.
Paddy McCrory.
Oh, I know, I was on the TV. I
thought you didn't know the crack.
I forget everything and then now I remember.
Just flicking between channels.
That's right, no, I do remember that.
Who were you fighting?
A guy from Spain. Moy, he's actually based in London, which I didn't know until after the fight. So I just thought he was Spanish and based in Spain. Like, but
bluff.
It makes it a wee bit like, because he's been sparring a lot of English. Sparring partners who would know me and stuff like that, so I was unaware of it.
Right.
Until his coach told me after.
As in, know your style?
Know what I'm about, like, know what I'm capable of. And
he was tapping me up for info too.
I know you train with him, I know you spar with him, I wouldn't give him it.
But you were brilliant. Well, I obviously watched it back.
It was a good fight, like, it was a great fight, great scrap.
Was there bad blood between you and him in the build up to it? Or
nah, not really, but there has been a few words exchanged after.
Why? Was he being slack?
Because
you pushed your son out
like this. Hola, por favor.
Yeah, por favor. Hola. I just said after a fit that I thought I won every round.
Bad blood, and he's like, hello,
please.
Thank you.
Por favor.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Hello, please.
Well, I just told him that I thought I won the fight by more. Like, I thought I won every round, and I watched it back. He made a sweet comment saying, how can you say this when you run away the whole fight? I come to fight you in your background, you run away the whole fight. And he says, yeah, it's called me moving. I hit you more than you hit me.
Nice.
But you won.
I won.
But you want more of a win.
I won by, like, 8 rounds out of a 10-round fight. But I don't think I even lost the other 2 rounds.
Right.
So...
So is he? Would he be look? Is he looking? Maybe he's looking a rematch or something.
No, he's not getting the rematch.
Nah, he won't be.
Hola, not a fight, please. What people want a fight, please.
How was the celebration on the night? Did you go out after?
Didn't do much after. It was late. See, when you're like if you're high up on the bill, it's late by the time you get out. So it's like you're doing interviews. You're exhausted as well. Busted up, nose racked, face racked, and then you're doing interviews with all the media, and then.
Not Michael Parkinson, unfortunately.
Unfortunately not.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Do you like doing interviews?
No, I...
Especially after a fight.
It's the last thing I want to be doing.
Yeah.
Plus people are torturing you.
Yeah.
It's like, give me a break.
Are you still at the stage where you're just eating all around you?
Nah.
Not doing really. That as much as then?
Nah, not really. Before, when I was boxing lightweight, I was just proper, like...
Broken nose, bloody dead.
I haven't really done it this time. Don't know why, but...
Is that what you would do? Yeah, afterwards you would just like indulge for a wee while?
He became a food blogger last time and just...
At all round, it was ridiculous.
Fun time though, wasn't it?
How much did you put on last
time? At that time I was like, I was a weight below as well, so it was like, I was deprived of food for longer.
Right.
Anything decent, and I was so strict on myself. Right. So when I did let loose, I literally let loose. Whereas time I've had a good camp and my weight and all was good. I didn't need to do it.
Is it not really dangerous all the way cutting? Like you see, like I've watched. See, like,
we know what we're doing going into it.
Do we?
That's the thing. We know our bodies we'll listen to our bodies more importantly. And it is dangerous, but we're working with nutritionists and we'll get to the point where
we know the science.
But don't you see videos of people like fucking fainting in an ice bath and all, and you're just you know.
Yeah. Do you know what? Mad. See, on Fit Week, I take out carbs, like zero carbs, yeah. I take away carbohydrates and carbs. Take away fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah.
But surely that'll help you lose it.
Gut content. So you can hold on to like 2 kilos of gut content, which is almost 5 pounds.
But surely fiber gets rid of that?
It doesn't, because your body still holds on to.
You should speak to Andrew Ryan. Yeah. Goes for what's it called?
Colonic.
Colonics down here. Do your colonic in the week of a fight. Yeah, he's done it like 6 times when he swears.
Apparently, that's really
bad for you.
Bad for
you. He's going to an industrial estate in Uri twice a week. This guy, they get cleaned out. Yes. And then he goes for a colonic. Aaron Butler's opened a new business in an industrial estate. Yeah.
It's just a bath.
Beside the colonic place. Yeah, it's but apparently it is bad for you.
Is it? Why?
Take a plug out of it and sit on it.
Because there's stuff that Dan, you were.
There's like healthy bacteria and stuff that also gets flushed
that
out
they're getting rid of. But there's also
they're getting rid of a lot of vitamins out here
in your hip
and a lot of like electrons and stuff. So it's.
I think it's electrolytes.
Whatever it is, electrolytes. Yeah, whatever it is.
You want to get rid of the electrolytes? Keep the electrons.
I don't even know what it is.
Right. She'll keep you. Yeah. Right.
You can replace them with like a diorite or something.
Electrolyte.
Here, yeah. I have to watch my health. My heart's been flaring up.
Has it? Mm-hmm. What do you mean your heart's been flaring up?
I've been having palpitations, I think that's what they're called. Or like, I would describe it as flutters.
Yeah.
Right? And this started about a month and a half ago. And it wasn't like, I wasn't missing beats or anything like that. Or like, as in music.
Yeah.
You know?
Why would not let me listen to music?
And then, yeah, and I started feeling like, wee bit low energy, and then I got in touch with my GP and he goes, we'll get all the scans, we'll get all the stuff, you know. And then he said,
that's definitely private.
Hmm?
That's definitely, is that private? Because no GP, if you ring and go, I don't feel well, they'll go, oh, come back if you continue to feel unwell.
He's just riddled with anxiety.
Yeah,
I woke up this morning riddled with
he basically said, we'll arrange all the scans and all that sort of stuff, right? And no, it's not private. But and I shouldn't. But then he said a few things in the meantime it could be. And he said, what about like caffeine and things like that? And I was like, nah, I don't really wouldn't have too much of that. And he said, well, what would you have in a day with like teas and coffees and stuff? And I was like, 3 coffees and probably 8 teas or something like that. Now, there's more caffeine, people say, in tea than coffee.
I think that's true.
So I was like, probably 11 a day.
Is that true?
Yeah. And then he went, try stopping that and see what happens. The second I stopped it, fine. I'm decaf everything now.
Holy shit.
I have one what I would call real tea a day and maybe a coffee every other day or something. But
do you think decaf tastes any different?
I like it. I don't know some massive difference.
Because I can't taste the difference between full fat and Diet Coke.
Oh, you definitely can.
I can.
Oh, you definitely
can. It's just like an ounce of plaque on your teeth after a ton of Coke.
Yeah. Now you can, the Diet Coke's a wee bit flatter or something.
Is it?
I don't know. Coke Zero, way more than I like Diet Coke.
I'm a Pepsi person. Coke can go shit itself.
You prefer Pepsi?
Oh, I'm a Pepsi Max.
Pepsi's bigger in Russia.
Max every day. It's big in Russia. So you're not dying. You're fine.
Yep.
Your heart's fine.
Yep.
That was just too much caffeine. Up the that's 11. So that's crazy. Your insides will be fucking.
I have one that maybe 2 a day, coffees max. Like,
yeah,
and that's plenty for me.
Because I hadn't really drank it much, and then when I got into it, I was like, I like the taste of this, and I like going out and having coffee. So I was just having a lot.
I've never rang a doctor though. Is this all a lie?
And it's just publicity for Punjana decaf.
But can I just say the decaf that the Thompson's family make? Some of the best. You wouldn't even know you're drinking regular tea. yeah, but I'm on all decaf now.
I've never rang a doctor and they've went, we'll try and figure that out. They always just go, right, okay, come back if it continues. And you're like, but here, okay, pretend I rang you last week. Here I am again. It's continued.
At least you know through to your doctor.
I sometimes drive down to them.
And they're the most cheekiest, like...
Nosy bitches. Triaging you.
What's wrong with me? Oh, where are you, doctor, now?
Yeah.
No, no, I'll put the message across. Just tell them to ring me back.
I'll put the message.
At this stage, I think my missus got, like, PTSD or something from ringing the doctors because they were just questioning her and, like... asking her so much stuff, and then I got to the stage where she was like, I need you to ring him.
Right.
And I was like, great. So I was ringing on her behalf.
You go down with hand wraps on?
It's not in the cervical cuff shielding. I know he's in there.
See the way you're like, you know, pass a message across. A bit unrelated, but I tried to do this move a while ago. I went into Little Wing, we were getting pizzas for the podcast, and they said, this will be ready in like 15 to 20 minutes. So I don't know if it's 15 or 20. So I said, do you want to just give us a ring when it's ready? And everybody that was with me and everyone in Little Wing looked at me like this.
Aye.
And I went, oh, don't worry about it. Sorry, it's all right then. Surely that makes total sense.
Uh-huh.
It's extra work for them, isn't it? Imagine they ring everyone.
I know, but I'm not saying everyone.
No, but why would they?
I'm saying me. I wasn't looking, but I'm just saying, you also don't want my pizza sitting here clogging up the takeaway thing. Give me a ring when it's ready. I'll be straight in out.
I think if the window, that would be different if someone says it could be an hour, it could be 5 hours. Ring me when it's ready. But if the window is 15 to 20 minutes and you've got a 5 minute, you might have to stand here for 5 or 2.
Nah, I can't stand for 5 minutes.
That is such white privilege.
I know. I know. But in Hollywood, like...
there's like a slave trade going on in some parts of the world and he's like, I will not wait in that wing for 5 minutes.
Just ring me. That's like people who go, you know, like if you can't get a taxi home from a night out and you're getting takeaway, just go to the place and then be like, mate, can you give us a lift? You're going to my house anyway. We used to do it with the Dynasty in Hollywood.
No.
Yeah.
I've talked in Glasgow and they wouldn't do it. So we'd not do it.
You walk in, right? Say it's 12:30. Can't get a taxi in Hollywood. It's not called Dynasty anymore. You would go to Dynasty, be like, can I get a gravy half and half?
Delivered.
Delivered. And then you give them an address, and then when the guy's going to get in the car, you go, yes, mate, drop me up.
Prefer.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that. That's genius. But also, why would that man want you in his car?
He wouldn't.
He's got loads and loads and loads of maybe whatever fast food it is. It probably smells like fucking...
That's genius. I would never do that, though.
What's the difference this time in getting back in the stand-up than your first kid?
The first time after I had winter, it was COVID still, so getting back in wasn't really up to me.
That's Dion's other daughter.
Up to the world, yeah. My only daughter?
No, COVID.
Oh, right. There was, during COVID, two Waynes and two twins in, like, India, and they called them COVID and, I don't know,
pandemic
or something. No, in, like, India.
Right.
Anyway. The first time when it wasn't up to me when it happened, it was sort of just like as and when, because it was like stop starting because of COVID and stuff. But this time I'm like buzzing to get back into it because it's so stressful being at home with two kids. You're just dying to get out and like have fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And be with adults, not do baby talk.
Are you going to try stand?
Are you thinking of trying stand up?
I always say
that. What are these boxers like? He's in love.
I've never once met. It's the first time I've ever heard her off.
That's like I'm asking the mega chai box.
Because, right, well, what do you think of this, right? They talked about, I think it was Tyrone mentioned it.
Yeah.
About.
Aye.
What if, because the comedians have tried boxing, so what if the boxers try stand-up? So, you know, Tommy could host it because he's obviously been doing it for over a year probably now. So, you know, you, Tyrone,
Jamie, Michael.
Carl. Barnsley, maybe.
Carl from Big Ear,
I'd say.
Car's good public speaker anyway.
I think it'd be great.
I think you'd be good at it.
I think Jamie'd be really good at it.
Jamie'd be good as well.
Good looking guy.
Yep.
I mean, I think he's uncomfortable with me now. Backstage of Fela, I genuinely was like, That's a lovely outfit, because you run this wee like quarter zip type thing. I thought,
yeah,
it's like a very neutral color, and I just thought it was a touch of class from him. I told him that, and he was a bit like,
you also like yesterday complimented his bag on Instagram. Have you seen that?
Yes, he was running cross body bag, which I think on fellas look a bit weird, but I had to say to Jamie, like, respect, like on him,
so,
it looked great.
So he definitely thinks you fancy him.
No, I do fancy him. Oh, I told him this. But yeah, I think it could be a lot of fun.
I think I'd be classic.
Would you do it?
I'd never laugh more in my life than the Whiskey and White live show when I went out as a surprise guest with Jimmy Nesbitt,
mm-hmm.
and then halfway through it had to just like leave the stage, and I sat with him in the front row.
Oh,
because there was too much madness. They were playing like a drinking game.
He had a cup of tea.
Yeah, they were playing a drinking game, and I was like, it's a bit like, well, you know, like, I don't know if you know this, but when a team wins a Premier League or something, typically, like, they get champagne and spray it everywhere.
Spray it, yeah.
But they say to the Muslim teammates, if you just want to, like, step out or step over here,
yeah.
they won't spray them with the champagne.
The equivalent of the
was that made Fela. Yep. They were like, there'll be wickets on stage. So they respectfully went up to me and went, you won't want to be anywhere near that. So they gave me the chance to. So I wasn't asked to be part of the drinking game, which shows you how much of a nerd they think I am.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even ask me. It started and I was just sitting. Everyone's standing and I'm just like sitting.
This is getting out of control, guys.
What was that?
That's my.
That's your what?
That's my.
I don't sound anything like Jimmy Nesbitt. So I said, fuck you, Diona. So I said, I'm going to remove myself. And he was sitting in the front row. Was that you? Who were you with?
My mother-in-law. Dervla was there as well, but she left.
Right.
She
just were
left
you drinking? So you went and sat beside other people that were drinking?
I didn't even
speak. I had like 2 pints at that stage.
You don't have a problem, right? So I sat beside him. And I've never laughed more. Like, as in it, say I was, she was sitting for 10 minutes. It was a beautiful moment because Jimmy Nesbitt's
there. We literally commentated.
See,
if you had these two microphones and this one out, it would be absolutely.
It was because it was mental. The Devonish was going wild.
Oh, it was going nuts.
So it's full of characters.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the drink.
Yeah.
On stage, people are drinking. Nesbitt, I go on as a surprise guest, surprise Jimmy Nesbitt, who has never been more surprised by anything. If an alien had to come down, he'd have been less surprised. He was like, oh, I couldn't believe. And it's like, it's conceivable. How did he not know?
You met before?
Yes.
Okay.
But not like. In
for
that
long?
Kind of, no, not really.
Right.
So Tommy goes, we'll bring you on as a surprise guest. And I went, if I'm doing that, don't tell Nesbitt to make it authentic, but bring it up. Bring me up on the
beforehand.
And take the piss out of me, you know, get a conversation.
Encourage
going
him
about,
to take the piss out of
you? Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I said. So I go down, Nesbitt's already on stage. I go through the fire exit and I'm standing with Jamie and Michael, who have been on in the first half. And I went, does Nesbitt actually know I'm coming? And they went, he doesn't have a clue. Tommy had said to me, we're going to bring you on like you're a wee kid who wants to meet Jimmy Nesbitt. And I went,
oh,
brilliant. I'm standing backstage ready to go on. He goes, right, folks, we have a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid here.
Oh, shit.
I'm backstage. He goes, he's just been diagnosed with Crohn's disease and all he wants to do is meet Jimmy Nesbitt, his hero. And I'm wearing my full boxing tracksuit, my medal, and a pair of dark sunglasses, and I've asked for a walk-on track and stuff. And when I go on, you can see Nesbitt, who, hey, may or may not have had a beer, and I'm throwing that out there. I don't know if he had. I don't know if he was acting. May have had a beer. Because I come out in the dark sunglasses in this weird tracksuit, he
doesn't know who
he's like, this wee boy's tall. Right? And then I take my sunglasses off and throw them to the crowd, but I have my back to them because I throw the sunglasses to the crowd and I give them a wave as a surprise guest.
Like,
when I turn back around,
he's
like, he might have a few more weeks left. Right? When I turn back around, Nesbitt loses his mind. But thinks that there genuinely is a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid who wants to meet him. So he's like, this is mental. He goes, something like, I thought, is someone coming? And I was like, Jimmy.
It's me.
It's me, mate.
He's like, shame you sit down, this wee lad comes in.
Yeah. And it was brilliant. Like, I was probably on stage in 10, 15 minutes. And then Tommy told me, right, we're finishing up with this big drinking game with Jimmy.
Mm.
You know, I'm just sitting there. Then I go sit with him. And Tyrone brought on a team of lunatics. He brought
that's
a group of lunatics.
Another description of...
Yes. And the crowd, there's lunatics in the crowd.
That word under description.
Lunatics in the crowd. Tyrone's hosting. There's lunatics at Nesbitt. I sit with him in the front row, and they're doing. And I said, it takes something to be the biggest rocket in the Devonish when the feel is going on. Aww. But everyone on stage has done it, and it was just
who was the biggest carnage. Rocket? Drone.
Nesbitt.
Nesbitt was the biggest rocket.
Is he going to come on your podcast? Did you talk about it on stage?
Yes. He goes. He said, "Tea with me's massive," and I said, "Jimmy, fucking come on then, come on then."
What's his problem? Has he got a pact with MT?
I don't know
what's going on there. Like,
I said, I saw him in Portrush. I said, Jimmy, I saw you in Portrush last week. I was up on holiday, and you were out and about, and I didn't come out of privacy because you were out with the family. But I said, my wife saw him and said, Jimmy Nesbitt's just going over. And I said, listen, not he's with the family, not going to go up and bother him. And he respected that. But is he going
to
come on?
Bring the mics to him.
I don't know if I want him.
Oh,
nah, dude, I really, more than anything, I want to get him on. But bring a mic to him, I can't. You gotta come to our house.
Other than Jimmy, who are you dying to get on?
Van Morrison.
That's not out of your reach. It is out of your reach.
It's been going on away.
Speaking of fucking rockets.
I went up to him once with barbecue sauce all over my face in a restaurant. I didn't put it on to go up to him.
I have a bright face, boy.
I did blackface and went up to Van Morrison. Van loved the music, mate. He's like, that's a bit controversial. Brown faced boy. Name of my new show.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, delete that for me.
Yeah. Well, Sean, who are you going to fight next?
Mr. Brown Boys.
I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, I went, no, not at all. I went up to him at a restaurant and I had barbecue sauce all over my face.
And did he talk to you?
I talked to him.
That's what matters.
He nodded at one point.
So, but he didn't know anything about you, who you are, anything?
If he did, he did a good job of acting like he didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a bit of a rocket though, isn't he, Dick?
I don't know.
Fun guy, I assume.
I'm a huge fan, and I think he would have a van, and I think he would have the man, and I think he would have some great stories. I think he'd have some great stories. I'd love to get chatting to.
Yeah.
Sean, who's your next fight going to be against?
I don't know. My manager has just reached out, trying to get me on the market. That's one of the big guys, big names.
Yes.
Hopefully, the likes of Ryan Garcia or something like that would be class.
That would be unreal.
So that's. I saw him right now.
I saw him brutally knock someone out in Vegas.
Powerful.
On the front and undercard, so I would need to get a chat with you beforehand.
Yeah, listen, you could be part of the team. You may just be there.
Be part of the undercard. I love that. That'll be unreal. The box in the States. They love you out there.
I think they would. You know, if they can understand me, that is. But
yeah,
I don't think that matters. They don't need to understand you.
I know you're right.
They just need to understand your fists.
I'll go as your translator.
I wouldn't bring him.
Por favor. Por favor.
He thinks that means thank you.
Vegas would be unreal, wouldn't it?
Nice. Vegas fit would be unbelievable.
We went for the front fight. It was brilliant.
Do you think, if you as a boxer, does it matter where you live? Do you know the way, like, as a comedian, say you live in travel
everywhere nowadays.
But if your base can be anywhere, is that, or do you think you would, like, you would, do you have to break America, you have to be in America?
Nah, I wouldn't say so, like, because Tyson Fury prime examples broke America. Josh Taylor, you've loads of UK fighters that's done it. It's just it's just boxing. So if
it's just boxing,
I suppose it's down to broadcasting, isn't it? If you're on a big TV platform, broadcasting platform, you're gonna be well known, and you're able to break into basically anywhere.
What age are you?
31. 2 days ago.
Are you? Happy birthday.
What did you do for your birthday?
Went to Loch Earn overnight. Just chilled one with the wife. And
did you bring the baby?
We were getting married in Loch Earn next year, so.
Did you bring the 2-year-old?
No. Haven't. Booked them for a wee massage and all next day. Split, get home, phone call from Loch Earn. You didn't pay. I was like, oh, I have my card. See, the spa and the reception are two separate facilities.
You can't call them that.
Spas.
So you did a runner, so did you pay over the phone?
Paid over the phone. But it's sort of going on. It's your mistake.
Yeah.
he's asked me for my card details, so I'll leave it.
I got a terrible massage in Australia. It was awful.
You enjoy a wee massage. You get them regularly, don't you?
I've probably had like four in my life.
No, well, I've heard about them all then.
There was the weird one where it was Tyson Fury's masseuse, yes, in Liverpool, me and William Thompson.
But the fact that you would
Can I tell you about this? Oh, it was weird.
It was the mother, William Thompson.
He's always sitting watching.
So I was on tour in Liverpool, and I can't remember where we'd just come from, but Willie was with me, and it was just a lot of travel. I think we just had our second kid. And like, you know when, I don't know if you get this, but you know when, like, because like you're holding the baby up here all the time, your neck and shoulders, you end up like this. So it like grew, right? I was walking about like grew on tour. All right, folks. And and Willie was too. And I said, my neck and shoulders are killing me. And Willie went, everything's killing me all the time. So I went, I know what we're going to do. I'm going to get me and you a massage. And he goes, class. And then I put it out on Instagram. In fact, that's Ryan McLaughlin. So Ryan's from Belfast, played football in Liverpool for years. You know, right? So I went, do you know anyone who does like sports massage in Liverpool? He goes, this is Tyson Fury's guy. So I went, this is what I need.
What a hiccup.
This is what I need. So the guy, I thought he had a place. So I was like, I'll come to you, mate, wherever you are. In Liverpool, he goes, I don't have a place, I'll come to you. And I went, right. But then I get a bit like, you know, if he's coming to the hotel, you know, I could sound, you know, people talk.
Yeah.
What's a fella doing walking in a massage bed in Shane's room?
They probably go, oh, he's probably getting a massage.
Well, I said to William, I'm going to try and book like a boardroom or something, right, in the hotel. But then I was like, that will look really weird if someone's walking past. They're like, oh, must be a conference on. And it's just me, spread eagle, getting picked off. So I was like, well, this is all sounding a bit weird. So I went to the receptionist and said, we just checked in. And I said, listen, there's a guy coming to give me a massage in my room. Just to let you know. And she said, okay. What are you telling me? And I said, just in case it's weird. And she said,
this is weird.
She said, it's weird. It's weird. Like, then it sounded like something sexual was happening. When I went, just to let you know.
She's like,
if you hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have thought this was weird.
Yeah.
This happens. But anyway, the guy was like arriving, and William was going to meet a friend, and I went, cancel that. You have to come with me. And he went, what do you mean? I was like, just be in the room, just be there. You get massaged too. So then the guy was great, but I was getting massaged. William was just sitting on the bed, just like watching.
Right, please, give me
and then we swapped. And it was great. I was then watching him get rubbed.
Did you have a room that had like a living area, or was it like beside the bed?
It was near the bed. It was just a standard room, but
was William sitting on the bed?
Yeah. Feet swinging. He sat up against the wall in the middle where the pillow, so he was just sitting
like
if you'd bust in,
did you have the TV or anything on? Or was he just
Sky Sports News was on.
Eurotrash was on.
Eurotrash. Fucking heck. Yeah, like winning in jail, wee mirror. Yeah.
But after it, I thought that it was, I was like, is anyone going to, like, see a fellow? I have two fellas in the room and a massage bed. Like away from the wife, you know what I mean? Like, what are people going to think? I'm doing some like seedy thing.
Yeah.
So then after the relaxing massage, I was on stage like that. my neck and shoulders were higher. It was more tense after it because like everyone's going to think.
Hide over it all.
Yeah.
But that's why I thought you maybe got regular massages, because to like need one when you're away is like a, do you know what I mean?
But I do that. I go, I'm doing these tour shows. They're big shows.
Treat yourself.
I'm tense. I've done the travel. You know, 50 minute flight. I need just loosened up my neck and shoulder. I need loosened up.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Sean went for his first massage ever when I was pregnant. We went together.
He's good to himself.
I know, isn't he?
Listen, I know you're stressed. I'm going to get a rub.
I know. And I booked him in for a massage like 2 weeks ago. Sort of like a hint.
Where did he go, Craig Allen?
Yeah. Just like the gym that we have, there's like a spa and there's, you can get a massage. And we went for one together. I was pregnant and he wasn't.
Oh, really?
He was after it. Such a good mistake.
She was.
He is now.
The girl was like, you're so fucked. Like, you're the most tense person I've ever touched. It's like, she was like, you need to come. Like,
do you or him?
No, him. It's like, you need to come and get one. He has got five kids.
She's a good saleswoman.
Yeah, you need to keep coming back.
One every fortnight.
So what did she say? You just had like knots and all?
All over. She's like, you're riddled. She was like, I can't even get into your thighs. She did.
What a confidence booster. Riddled.
You're so riddled. But he didn't know what to do, like, as well, because it was his first massage. I don't think he knew whether or not he should look at them or talk to them, or do you know what I mean? It's so awkward.
For keeping on when I'm on, like,
oh, it's wrong. A weird thing, isn't it?
It is weird
because yeah, like, if you're like, do guys get boners when they get massaged?
I haven't.
You better not be as a fella.
I haven't.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure you might, but
see, if you started thinking about it, you definitely would.
You would just get a boner.
If you were like, Jesus, thank God I'm not getting a boner here, that's when you might start
getting a boner.
Yeah. But I'm sure it happens. I'm sure, like, people sure will do that job. I've seen people, it all the time.
It's just probably your mindset getting in, what you're going into a massage for. If you know what you're going in for, because you're fucking tense. But if you're going in to be like, it's like erratic, you're going to be like,
Yeah. It's really just unfair. Imagine
we Willie Thompson with that mindset, his back is arching.
I'm sat on the bed with a boner.
I love going on tour with Willie. He's brilliant to go on tour with.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously brilliant at stand-up. Yeah. But then he's like up for anything. Mm-hmm. So as soon as the gig's over, you know, the staff and the other comedians or whatever are like, let's go for a night out. I send wee Willie out. I go, where you go, mate? Let me know. And then over breakfast, I hear all the scandal. Yes, yeah. I give him a fiver. You know?
Don't spend that all at once.
Yeah.
But no, I love going on tour with him. He's brilliant.
Because, you know what, he's the perfect person to take with you, because he's like not bothered, he's not underslept or anything, he's not too tired for the crack, because he's not like up at 5 o'clock with kids. Do you know what, I was gigging with him recently and he was all, I'm so knackered, and our eyes caught each other and he went, oh, sorry. Yeah. I was like, it's okay, you're allowed to be tired in your life.
Yeah.
Whatever's to keep you tired, that's okay.
He, no, he's great, he's doing this tour as well. He's brilliant, because he, like, see, even just like the airport, carrying the bag and all that kind of, like, nobody will complain less than him. Aww. I'm complaining.
What do you mean carrying the bag?
Like, when he's carrying like a suitcase and all.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, like, you know, he's got cerebral palsy and it affects him way more than he'd ever like tell you.
Oh, right.
So he'll literally be like in agony with his bag, and I'll go, here, mate, give us that bag for 10 minutes, and he's like, nah, man, it's all good, and he just turns around to you and you're like, it's not all good. It is not all good. Let me give you a break. But he's like complete trooper.
Oh, I didn't know he was that sore.
Yeah. So he like we were in Wagamama and he like fell. I've told this in the podcast before. Like, didn't slip on anything. His body was that knackered from like being on tour and all the travel that he just like, and me sending him a night, making him go out and nights out so I can hear what he gets up to. He just like fell. He just like planked and fell and then got straight back up. And like 2 minutes later, I was complaining because my chili squid was taking too long to arrive. And I went, he should probably be complaining more than
me. Are you living vicariously through Willie?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're saying I'm out to have the fun that you're too tired to have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you did start...
Are you not an hacker, Sean?
This guy's up at all hours.
Boxing and kids.
But he takes boxing classes too and runs a gym.
You'd been knackered, wouldn't you? I didn't know you could be bothered.
I do. We see, between me and my fiance, we have a serious hectic life. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like, well, I can just see this get on with it, because like, having kids is one thing. Like, obviously, see now, there's a responsibility. So if I go, like, if you go away on holidays to come home and just lay and be like, oh, 2-3 days, you just lay and chill out in the house.
Yeah.
And do nothing. See, now you're coming home, kids calling all of you, and you're just like, oh, yes. Holidays aren't even worth it anymore.
My
type of holidays, when you're going away on a stag or something like that.
I'm supposed to be in Portugal right now.
Why aren't you?
Because I cancelled it.
Five kids.
Aye. I genuinely.
With the family or friends?
For a wedding. For a friend's wedding.
Oh, wow.
A friend's sister's wedding. And it would have been all day, all night. It would have been like people like having a great time, and I'd have been, I cancelled it just after I had Rocky, because I was like, what was I thinking, bringing a 2-month-old to the roasting heat in Portugal?
You just went to go camping like 2 days after the baby was born. Yeah. They were going to go camping.
No, we did. Well, we tried. Did Sean tell you about it? And it was like, the baby was like 2 weeks old, and Sean is obsessed with getting away. He is.
Sean wants to live in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, that's all he talks about. By himself. I've said before, like, growing up, he always wanted to, like, be on his own, never get married, never have kids, and that fella has not stopped getting married and having kids. Like, he's been doing it.
He loves it.
Quite the complete opposite.
He's constantly doing it. It's like, why do you not learn?
It's a thing, like, when you get the massage, you tell yourself, you're not going to do it. You do it.
Don't get married. Ah, fuck's sake, done it again.
Fuck's sake. No more kids. No, I'm done with them. Fuck's sake.
And we had to be real calculative about getting pregnant. But, like, save for it, pay for it, do medical process, get on a flight. You can't have it done by accident. But he still keeps doing that as well.
Yeah, how do you... He did it. Yeah. He's the only guy who's done IVF by mistake. You know, yeah, he's like, oh,
three
fuck.
Times. I know. He's a legion. But he bought this new big fancy tent that he was really into, and we wanted us all to go camping. So we went camping. Now, I brought the baby till about 10 o'clock at night, and then I left and went home and slept in the bed.
Oh, okay.
And he stayed there. But the week before, we tried to go camping, and Sean spent an hour and a half trying to put the tent up. And we then gave up and went home. We didn't do the camping, because I was like, this is stupid.
Always
now.
Do the pop-up.
Pop-up.
Do you mean like... Great.
Yeah.
They're only like for one person. You can't get a pop-up that holds like six people.
Get six of them.
Neighbours,
obviously.
He's put the babies in their own one.
Neighbours.
Yeah. But even we got one of those ones that like fills with air.
Right. I was quick.
It's meant to be 5 minutes. It took him, he couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
No, you gotta do, like, we've done a few flights with the kids.
Yeah.
It's hell. The flight.
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
It's just because you expect, like, you expect to walk on the plane takes off.
Sleep.
Yeah, but also, it's like we were delayed.
That happened to me coming home from Lanzarote. My child was literally, it was a good time. So on the way home, I was like, thank God, this is a good time. This is his sleep time normally. Yeah. It was like an 8 p.m. flight. We get on. Some girl from Belfast up the back going nuts. Fucked off a plane. Had to take our luggage off. We sat
by the way,
on the runway
someone
for
legally
four hours.
Has to do it. Someone from Belfast, if you're on Spain flight, legally has to get kicked off it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need a hero. You're like, someone needs to do this for relief here. Someone, I'll do it, fuck's sake.
I was on a flight before from, I don't know if it was from Derry or Belfast, years ago as a teenager, and there was a group...
Flight from Derry to Belfast?
No, I don't know if it was flying from Derry or Belfast.
Lazy.
And there was a stag doing it from Belfast, and they grounded the plane, got them off, and went back up again. I think they grounded it in Dublin or something.
Holy shit.
Got rid of them and then went
back up. They kicked it, I've said it before, but they kicked the stag do off the flight we were just on. And again, 3 hours sitting on the thing. Did I tell you, Carl Winchester was on the flight from West Belfast to play football. And I was chatting to him, I just knew of him, like, but we were chatting away. And I think Carl's from the West.
He's a friend of mine, so he's from Beachmouth.
So the guys who got kicked off, everyone's like, Tutting and all, everyone's like, fuck's sake, like, dickheads and all, ruining it for everyone and all, and Jesus Christ, and he's like, fuck, that's hectic and all, they'll do that. They all knew him, so when they were walking off, they were like, oh, Carl, what's a crack? And he's like, fuck up, lads, walk on.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Do you know the last flight I was on when I was pregnant, and I was so big and so, like, emotional over nothing and uncomfortable, and it was awful, and this woman came over and, like, did my belt mall for me. She just seen me just like being
would you accept that or?
At a normal time I'd be all, why are you breathing in my face? But I was just like so happy that, and she put a pillow behind my back. She came over and she was all, let me help you, and done my thing, because I was all like just like having a hard time.
Have you ever flown from Derry Airport?
Mm.
What is Derry Airport?
It's somebody's garage.
I've never even seen it or heard of it.
Where is it?
It's Eglinton. It's just outside of Derry.
Eglinton's brilliant.
What?
The wee village.
Oh, it's a wee village too. Have you been to Eglinton?
It's one of the best places.
You're lying.
Do people know I love this place? Eglinton. It's fuck. Oh my god. Wee cafes, flowers around the wee roundabouts and everything. It's beautiful. There's a wee thing. It's brilliant.
No, how many people live there? Like five.
It's bigger than you think. It's unbelievable. If there's ever a Belfast Eglinton flight, I'm on.
There is. There should be. I think there is. And it goes to
there's no Derry to Belfast.
Goes to Mallorca.
Derry to Mallorca?
Yeah.
That must be the only
one. And then London, there's two or three flights it goes to, but one of them is, we love it there. Like, we love going to Maglev. So that's why they put on a flight for us.
And what airline? Is it just like a local one, like Derry?
Yeah.
football special airlines. and it's just like whoever's around flies it.
You know what I mean?
They just get some guy.
Just that guy that day. Yeah.
Jump on.
But there's a couple of flights, but I don't think anybody really flies it.
Is there shops in Derry Airport and restaurants and stuff?
I haven't been, Shane. Have you been?
Let me see.
I hate when you go into an airport though and there's not nice places to eat.
Why not? Like, why when you go to a big airport like in London, minimum requirement, a Nando's, a Wagamama, a TGI Friday.
Even McDonald's. There's always Liverpool, Burger King.
Liverpool Airport is shocking.
Burger King's the worst. And McDonald's is up there as well. I don't even understand why they put them in the airport.
Because McDonald's is class. But...
Even at Belfast International Airport, get a Nando's, get a something.
Yeah, something decent.
I have anxiety before you get to an airport and there's a couple of shops and a couple of eateries before you go through security, and you have to go, will the ones on the other side be better than here? Do I eat here or do I wait to get over?
That's a big decision to make.
So at Derry Airport there is fast track now. Is there a need for that when there's three people on the flight?
You're skipping the person you're with.
So that's catering, there's a Fed and Watered, which I think they have at the international airport. So there is like a restaurant and bar. There is retail and airport shopping.
Much would be to charter your own plane.
There's a lounge. Amelia Earhart Lounge. Yep. We looked into chartering a helicopter or a jet.
We looked at both.
We thought we were going to be late for the London podcast. We priced it. Now, it was at the time, so I'm sure in advance it's cheaper, but it was $8,500.
So you can go, we need one now.
Yep.
Like, get your coat on, we're leaving. And they have one ready.
I think so. They would have been ready to go. But we could, like, because you see a lot of, like, local influencers and stuff on wee planes. But I think they just,
they didn't go up.
Book it to sit on. Is this true?
They didn't go up. I've read
this. This is a theory I've had.
I've read this on Twitter loads that like they don't go up, they just go on, give photos like sitting on it.
So you're just paying to rent
it. Surely you can see out the window of the
photographs. That's, like, not if you
saw one influencer was caught. One influencer was caught because it was a video, and then of her, like, she's videoing it, and then it shows you her photographer videoing it, and she's like celebrating, and there's like waiters coming up and getting their food now, but someone had zoomed in and went, you haven't even took off yet.
Because you can probably see buildings out the window of people.
Yeah, she was caught this thing.
Do you know what I'd say underneath?
Yeah, I read.
Well, hadn't taken off yet.
Yeah.
Waiting to go.
But the caption was 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
They're like, I can see a fella on a high vis out the window.
People do that in IKEA. Where they go and sit in all the kitchens and the living rooms and all and take photographs and like make it out that's their house.
No.
Yeah. And they put and then
just some fella with meatballs behind you on a plate.
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
Yeah. I keep tags on everything. Don't take them off. But people do that because it looks like their grid looks.
That's
like
my Asian uncle.
Have his class size.
What's the purpose? What the, like?
It's what do you call it? Like aspirational. It's aspirational. So they then say to their clients or people who they're like, listen, I'm jet setter. You know what I mean? This is who you're dealing with. This kind of thing.
Yeah.
I got asked to go to. I got a message which was like, we're reaching out. It started like this on Instagram. We're reaching out to influencers. You've lost me.
Yeah.
Don't reach out. Reach back and put your hand in your pockets. Don't reach me. We're reaching out to influencers who would benefit from, who want to, it was something like this, accelerate their lifestyle or something like that. You can come along for free.
I got the same message. I know who they are.
Imagine you said yeah.
Yeah.
Because I said to Dave, I was telling Dave and he goes, we'll go. I was like, we can't.
I know the people that run that company. I whenever, because obviously the person that reached out was like works for their like marketing or whatever.
Yes.
But an actress friend of mine who went under that line of work, who no longer works as an actress because she obviously, it's like a pyramid scheme.
Right.
Do that sort of thing. Where it's like you rope on three people, and each of them rope on three people, and each of them rope on three people, and it's all
that's
about
the way the world is, isn't it?
Accelerating your life. So it's all about just like, well, you could afford a private jet in 6 months. You're like, I'm all right. I don't want a private jet.
Drive
like
a Ford Fiesta.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is that thing of like, yeah, just the, you know, this is how that doesn't make me connect with someone. If you're showing me, by all means, if you like flying on private jets and you can afford that, more power to you. Like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But the second you start showing people, that's when you lose me.
It's like, do you know what makes me cringe? Do you know when people do the whole, like, they buy balloons to show the amount of followers they've now got on Instagram and all?
Fuck.
People do that?
Or people, like, put a photograph up.
20,000.
Well, I'm just about to hit 120K on Instagram, so order balloons.
Get the balloons in. Do they stand the balloons in? And they're all, thanks for the journey. Thanks for being on this journey with me, guys. They've got big balloons to mark the number they've hit. And you're all, ah.
And the fault. You see so many, like, PTs, 1.2 million followers, that put up this video. 19 likes. And they've hidden the likes and there's 3 comments.
Yeah.
And it's from them. Appreciate the love on this case.
There's no love. There's somebody locally, I won't say who they are, but they had loads of followers at one stage and then the next, like tens of thousands, and then the next day it was down to like 3.
Paddy Barnes.
No.
It was Barnesy.
Do you know whenever it came in you couldn't buy them anymore? Remember you used to be able to buy like Twitter followers?
Oh yeah.
We caught someone out, a boxer. He was buying followers.
Paddy Barnes.
Yeah. And what did they say when you did they go fair enough or deny?
No, they said that their partner bought a film.
But I can
bought it for them for a birthday or something?
I was like, well, they're just to help me out with like trying to get more endorsements and get more like
I know what you mean.
I can in a way. I can I've said it before, as much as it's cringe and it's weird and it's almost like a sad way to be to think you need that validation. Yeah. I can understand it because you said that's the way the world works. It sort of is.
What like is
if you're a promoter and you're looking at these, and this guy has 300,000 followers and he's verified, and there's a far better boxer, 60,000 followers, you might just go for the guy with the more followers.
Yeah, I think bums on seats.
Even like Instagram itself, just a day to buy a verification.
Yeah.
So like they've bought and they're going, why not just let everyone buy? To be
but do you know you can check
so people are
when
so
somebody got verified?
Oh, really?
So you can go into the thing and it, like, you can go, I know, I can't remember how to do it, but I have checked out a few people to go, when did you get verified? Because if they got verified in May this year, they bought it. Guys, you heard it here first.
This is what's happening, see what I mean?
But in saying that, I think it's silly buying the verification thing, but it is true, though, like, the more followers you have, that equates to money, basically, and work.
Do you think it's all going to... the world's all going to change?
Well, they're fucked when there's a new app.
No, but do you think everyone's just going to move away from all that? Because do you think that...
No.
I hope stuff like that comes and goes, and then everyone...
Yeah, well, like, my nephew goes to me, oh, like, a couple of years ago, will you tag me? And I was like, what for? He's like, I'll get followers. I was like, why do you want followers?
And then what?
And then what? Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah.
Do you speak to them? Do you know who they are? Like,
especially if it's like a kid who's like, well, what are you trying to sell? Don't know if you're trying to sell something. You need people to an audience.
If it's like a if you're trying to publicize a business or something like that. Yeah. But he's just like, no, I just want followers.
Yeah.
And this was years ago and I was like,
even the word followers.
Fucking strange. Followers? I don't follow some like I have imagine a you were walking down the street and people started following you.
Yeah.
Peter.
Sean.
Like,
we don't have to imagine.
120 like that's like me going, on Instagram I have 120,000 followers. I don't have 120,000 followers. There's 120 who at one point have thought, that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, may not enjoy regularly seeing that. But they're not like followers, even like fans,
like disciples.
Of course we all have fans to an extent, but not everyone who likes the stuff will call themselves a fan. You're just like, oh yeah, you know, I like that sometimes.
That word makes me die inside though, doesn't it?
The fans.
Oh,
my fans.
I feel like you're not allowed to have fans when you're from here.
I,
do you know what I mean?
I feel as well. I actually like I feel
unless
like
it's only fans,
it's too small of a
to say you have fans is a bit cringe, a bit different.
Because you almost cross paths with people all the time who you could very well call fans, but
I rang up maternity.
Bumped into these people 2 or 3 times a year.
Yes.
This morning I phoned maternity allowance because I'm self-employed, so you get like a maternity, statutory maternity, but you don't get it from anybody else. You pay it yourself, so you pay your like class 2 national insurances, and you basically, this is very complicated, you pay your own maternity. I've been paying into like class 2 national insurances so that when I go off on maternity leave, I basically get that money back to myself. So basically,
because
I'm my own employer. Legally, you have to do that. I don't know. Oh. Anyway, speak to my accountant. But I this morning rang up like HMRC, your maternity allowance, whatever. And the girl was all, what's the name? And then she's all, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I was all, please don't.
It's unprofessional.
Right now on the phone. Well, please do. You'd be like, on the phone. I was like, don't tell me that on the phone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you're lying.
Try going for a colonoscopy, and the nurses are like, "We love it. We've been looking forward to this."
Spread your legs. Yeah. I know it's weird.
Another. I have a pet hate when it comes to people asking you to follow them back.
Oh,
I mean, mate, I don't even know you. And I don't even like
again, if somebody asks you to do a walking down the street, if I turn around, will you follow me back?
You don't even follow me back. I go,
yeah.
Well, why do you follow me for?
Yes.
Oh, you're a class boxer. Do you like boxing? Nah. What do you do? What do you do? Oh, I'm a vet, mate. Oh, I'm a vet, right? Hate animals. Hate them. Fucking hate them.
Yeah, or like, do you reply? Like, you see that comment? Do you reply?
Do you reply?
I get this on TikTok. Do you reply? And I reply, no.
We're in the Matrix.
Dona, is your play starting soon?
Yes, the Hindu. Is this the plug-in section?
Dona has a play about religion coming up called the Hindu. I say this every time. Stop being funny. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not funny. I forgot about that actually. So that was exciting. The Hindu. Is this for me to plug it now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my play, the Hindu. Sean, you'll love it.
I'm gonna go.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's in the Opera House.
My
fiance Thurlo loves drama and loves all these shows, so I'll come, no problem.
Brilliant. It's on in the Opera House and all the other theatres, going to Cookstown, Enniskillen, Derry, Downpatrick, Armagh, Coleraine, all the places. You can buy tickets now. We go for end of September to like mid-October. We're in the Opera House, I think, either side of you when you're there. It'll be a fun time.
And where can I get tickets?
On the websites for the theatres. Which
it's the next Michael Parkinson right there. Love it.
I'd
probably go to Opera House.
Go on the fucking Opera House website then.
Right,
I'll get you sorted.
Do you
I don't have any freebies.
Did you hear that? No freebies. Don't fall back either.
You never plug your gym when you're on here, but Missile Fitness is brilliant.
Flam. Coming September here is going to be... What we've done now, we're doing a big thing for a charity in West Belfast, West Wellbeing. So we're doing Strictly Come Dancing for all the gym members, and we're doing a Miss State Olympics all in September.
Are you dancing?
I'm not allowed to dance because it's an unfair advantage.
What?
Because you're a great dancer?
I'm a good dancer.
Are you? What kind of, like, what style?
Just
any?
A wee bit of madness.
Yeah.
It's a wee bit, I don't know if there's a name for it, but.
Freestyle?
It's freestyle.
Yeah. Are you a good dancer? You get married next year, he's going to do a choreographed dance?
No, yeah, but his wife isn't doing it.
She's not.
Just on her own.
I know, she'll just be like, right,
50 minutes, just him.
Swatting. Will the bear like Jimmy? With shit.
It was just, you talk about the Matrix, it was just a moment where I watched Jimmy Nesbitt at the Devonish. Deep throat in a blue wicket, and I went, "What is life?
What time to be alive?"
Oh yes, I got you guys gifts. I went to the shop earlier and got you guys gifts. You can pick who wants what. I got two gifts. You can pick who.
That means they're not personalised.
I'm nervous. Because he's hating them.
They're not personalised, but I have fruit flavour Batman candy sticks with tattoo inside.
That feels like a you gift. What's the other one though? Before
and well, who wants this?
Me.
Because I can see that one, and I feel like I should take that one.
Dona, this which is lean mints.
That is genuinely the mints I buy. Is it 5%?
5% fat.
That's the one I buy. I'll do a spag ball tonight.
There you go.
Spag ball.
What's up,
guys? Thank you very much for listening and watching.
I got you a Jeep.
A key ring. Don't take the word of that.
Sean's getting fucked out.
Sean's already in Tollymore. Do you want to relax?
No, what's going on? Okay, thank you.
As you say, you like mints, so watch out.
I like tattoos.
Guys, thank you very much for joining me. Missile Fitness is brilliant. We did our training there. It's class. And you don't know when your next fight is?
November, December time.
And your play?
Henry, on sale now.
Perfect. Thank you very much, guys. See you later. Enjoy that mint. Enjoy your tattoo.
Thank you.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly $1,000 of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.